And now, live from KLOI, it's the Dead Air Gypsies.
Hello, children. This is your lady in blue. Would you like to take a trip with me on a magic carpet?
A magic carpet? I've never been on a magic carpet. Where would it take us?
Where would you like it to take us?
Could we take a trip around the world and visit all the other countries?
All right, let's go.
Oh, Lady in Blue, we're away up in the clouds. Where are we going first?
We've just crossed the Atlantic Ocean and we're coming to the British Isles.
What's that green country down there?
That's Ireland, the land of the shamrocks.
May we visit Ireland and listen to an Irish song?
If you like. Let's go down.
All right, coming at you live here.
Here we are.
It's the Dead Air Gypsies. Woohoo! Well, there's two of us. There's supposed to be three of us.
Scuzzy, where are you? Are you listening to your car radio?
Scuzzy. Has anyone seen Scuzzy out there on the road? Are there any road reports? You can call in and tell us if you have seen our missing gypsy. The number down here is 468-3656. And we also are not sure that we are as advertised. We are and were anticipating a phone call from traveling gypsies Alia and Michael.
In Austin, Texas.
Yep. But earlier, Alia called me in a bit of a tired state and wasn't sure if she would be able to call in this evening. So people are abandoning us left and right.
The ship is sinking, but we will prevail.
We will.
We will, because we have some material here to get us by. And maybe we'll start with a little heartwarming piece of news that I read this morning. How's that sound?
Heartwarming's always good.
Okay. This is entitled Rubber Duck, Woman's Lifesaver.
Oh, I'm already warmed.
Of course, because she was in the bath. It was a hot bath. Shirley Madsen, who turned 90 Thursday, survived 3 days trapped in her bathtub by drinking water from a rubber duck.
Go on, please. We must know more.
Okay, if you insist. I have never been so terrified in my life, Madsen said, of her harrowing experience. Madsen's daughter, Diane Weber of Walnut Creek, said doctors at John Muir Medical Center were amazed at her mother's ability to recover from days of little sleep or water and no food. The potentially fatal episode began when Madsen returned from a senior's bus trip to Catch Creek Casino Resort.
Ah.
On the evening of May 27th.
She could have been suicidal.
How do you figure?
She was at a casino.
Yeah. No, she wasn't. Because she said, I love the Indian casino. They have such wonderful buffets.
Oh, she overate.
Yes. It might have led to this calamity. Oh, my gosh. A phone call.
A phone caller.
Okay, we got to answer this.
See what we can do.
Okay.
Hello.
KLOI, you're on the air.
Oh.
Yes.
Jeff.
You mean Scuzzy?
Yeah.
Scuzzy.
Take me off the air.
Take you off the air?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hold on.
Okay, I am going to hike up the music then.
Okay, a little private phone call. Let's just listen to this fiddle.
This is a private phone call. Be right back. Okay, we're back. We have determined that Scuzzy has a legitimate excuse for not being here this evening.
His cart is off the side of the road and he's picking daisies.
Yes, exactly. So he needed to say that off air because, you know, he had some expletives and, you know, stuff like that that we can't say here, because all views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of KLOI or Give. These are solely the opinions of the Dead Air Gypsies.
Totally. Let's get back to our hot article.
That's right. Okay, so our rubber ducky, our woman who got saved by her rubber ducky in her bath, had just gone to the casino because she loves it there because they have wonderful buffets. But she skipped the buffet before boarding the bus for home. "I only had an egg and a half of a pancake for breakfast," she said. "When I got home, I was trying to decide whether to have dinner first or take a bath." The spunky woman chose the latter, not expecting that she would be too weak to get out of the tub.
Always eat first. That's what I always say.
I know.
God.
Really? She was spunky, but she was too weak to get out of the tub because she didn't partake of the buffet that she normally likes. So when she tried to get out of the tub, she just didn't have the strength. And so anyways, her daughters, they tried to call her for a couple days, but because they thought she was spunky, they just figured she was out enjoying some activities. And finally, on the third day, one of the daughters went to her house, and I'm kind of, you know,
skipping
here to get to the point. Because what happened is they went to her door and they heard a weak cry for help.
Help! Help!
Yes, just like that. Just like that. And then they found her in the bath. And she had been unable to get out. But she said that her biggest fear being caught in the bath was dehydration, because she was not able to cup enough fresh water in her hands to drink. I don't know. How could that be?
Well, you know, it slips through your fingers.
Okay. So, oh, yeah, I guess so. So she said, "I have this collection of rubber duckies. There is a fireman, a policeman, and others. I jokingly tell my friends that I am going home to take a bath with the boys."
She is spunky.
I'd say. So on the second day of her watery ordeal, Madsen discovered that the sailor duck, a recent gift, had a hole in it, and that became her drinking cup.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know,
this is pure survival.
For whatever reason, she couldn't get to the water in the tub in which she was immersed. At least she found her rubber ducky.
I know. So she said she kept calling for help, but no one could hear her. And she kept thinking about her loved ones and how horribly upset they would be to find her dead in the bathtub. So in any case, they found her 3 days later, and she says, with a laugh, "Get a bunch of rubber duckies and make sure one of them can't swim so you can have something
Words
to drink out
from
of.
From the wise.
In case you get caught in the
Boy,
bathtub.
I bet she was wrinkled.
I would say.
Oh, that's really newsworthy.
Okay, was that heartwarming?
Yeah, and informative.
Yes.
You should have something around the tub to make sure that you can drink your bath water in case you can't, like, slide down and get your mouth right up to it.
For sure.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's our
near-death
piece of
experience.
News. Yeah.
If anyone else has any near-death experiences, they could surely call in and tell us.
Yes, and that number is 468-3656. We do love your calls. And we had been hoping that Ollie and Michael would call, but apparently they're crashed in Austin. But I think I might try to wake her up just in case she is listening. Alia loves Dolly Parton. And this is a first ever at KLOI, as far as I know. We have a record player here. And, or at least this is my first try. So I am going to play some vinyl.
This is for you, Alia.
Yep. Wake up.
Because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily.
Okay, we're hoping you can hear this Dolly Parton, because I can, but you don't know what he means, but Twanda can't.
Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Okay, doesn't sound like Jolene woke Ms. Ollie up in Texas, so...
Did you guys hear that? I hope it was loud enough.
I hope it was loud enough, too.
I gotta tell you about the album cover.
Okay.
It's from 1975. This picture of Dolly Parton is amazing. She has a skin-tight outfit on with huge bell-bottoms, and I just... I mean, I can't get over the torpedoes on this woman. I mean, they are bigger than her head. Even her hairdo does not rival her breasts. And they're
true.
Just sticking straight out on the skin-tight outfit. I am just amazed. I forgot. Really, they're bigger than her head, each one.
It's true. You know what? I'm always, like, looking for my treasure or, like, the thing I'm going to get $1 million out of. And what I think it is stalking Dolly Parton and getting a photo of her with her wig off.
Yeah.
And selling it to the tabloids.
Yeah, the hair on this is exceptional, though not as exceptional
as the torpedoes.
But the hair is humongous. It dwarfs her little face. She is quite the gal, I have to say.
She is. You know, Ollie and Michael, if they were here, you know, like they said they were supposed to be after begging me to do a Dead Air Gypsies and then flaking out like they are. I mean,
yeah, they could tell us about Dolly World.
I know, because they went to Dollywood. They went on this whole pilgrimage there. I mean, they literally did. They, like, hitchhiked and and went way out of their ways to go see Dollywood, only to find that only half of it was open because it was the middle of winter, of course.
I wonder if the room of her bras was open. And the room of her wigs and these outfits. Unbelievable.
I don't know if it was, but apparently the next door museum was the Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum.
Can't hold a candle to the Dolly World.
I know. Okay, so I guess we'll just do some more news, you know? And
well, we live here in the islands, so we need some news. We're just really shut-ins, recluses. All we do is work in our gardens.
That is a good segue into my next one.
Oh, perfect.
Because it is gardening season, after all across the globe. And there in Boulder, Colorado, a couple of nudists claim their landlord is wrongly discriminating by trying to get them to cover up while gardening. Robert and Catherine Pierce have been accused by their landlord of being a nuisance by gardening, wearing only thong underwear plus pasties for Catherine Pierce. Neighbors complained to police about the Pierce's scanty clothing, but police say the Pierces are not violating the law as long as their genitals are covered. But their landlord, Boulder Housing Partners, has sent the Pierces a letter saying they could face eviction if they don't cover up. The Pierces say the threat of eviction amounts to discrimination. We want our freedom, said Robert Pierce, 58. We want exactly what the law gives you, and we don't want to be harassed about it. This is not a legal issue, it's a community issue, Martin said. We try and balance the needs of the whole community. Neighbor Emily Hink said she spied Catherine Pierce, 51, gardening as she was driving home with her daughter, whose jaw dropped as she drove by.
Well, it's fairly unusual in a neighborhood.
Yes, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. I wonder if they had any, like, covenants or anything in their neighborhood. Sounds like it really was not against the law there.
No, because they were dressed. They weren't totally nude.
Mm-hmm.
Hink said she's not opposed to people being nude in their houses or even in a fenced-off backyard. But the Pierce's home is on a corner just a couple of blocks from a school.
Oh, that 58-year-old demographic.
I know, they're kind of wild.
Well, you'd hope they were at least in good shape.
Yeah, it doesn't say that, and there's no pictures. Darn it.
Okay, so what was the upshot?
So, apparently, they're trying to evict them. And if the couple fights the eviction... If the couple fought the eviction, the municipal court would be left to decide whether their behavior constitutes a nuisance.
Well, we need to follow this.
We do.
Really?
It's along with the... What was that other one I was following for a while? The snowman?
Oh, right. I forgot.
There was... If y'all have listened to us before and are following us, there was a guy who was... got arrested for building too big of a snowman in his yard in Anchorage, Alaska, for year after year.
Causing traffic problems, I remember.
Yes. Yes. These are hot news.
Well, you know, the world is just an evil place.
It is.
Naked people having fun.
I don't want any part of that.
To come of it. Well, I think we should get all the naked gardeners to write letters for these people.
Yes, I think we should form a coalition of naked gardeners.
I wonder if there's any kind of website. There was for the snowman.
Yeah, there probably is. Yeah, the snowman was even taking PayPal donations.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And
they were, and they had T-shirts. And
Oh, jeez, I missed and all
everything.
That. Well, the T-shirts for this would be a lot better.
Gardeners Society. I'm seeing if there's a World Naked Gardening Day.
Oh my god, great. Sorry, listeners.
Okay, I'll give you the website URL. I had no idea.
Oh man, there's a guy riding his bike naked.
Oh my gosh. Just goes to show you everything comes up on Google. Apparently, there's a World Naked Gardening Day. Let's see if we've missed it. There's even media, press, and blogging coverage.
Oh, it's only the beginning of summer.
Let's see. It doesn't have the date right on the page.
Bad web design.
Very bad. Very bad.
Even a gypsy could do better than that.
For sure. Oh my gosh. All sorts of stories. Okay, well, anyways, it's WNGD.org is World Naked Gardening Day. And there's a whole website. So
I think they should definitely celebrate it at those folks' place in Colorado. They could have a lot of people coming over, working on their garden. School will be out. They won't offend the children.
Nope. They could be the spokespersons.
Perfect.
This is so odd that it doesn't have the day on here.
Go Bear. I saw that.
Yeah, well, anyways, the pictures are great, let me tell you. So look it up yourself. Okay, so that's that on gardening.
Well, it really saves on laundry, and, you know, it's pretty practical, yeah, really, to garden naked.
I'd say, yeah, because you get dirty out there.
Yeah.
I mean, dirt, clothes.
You know, they've really been talking a lot about vitamin D lately, how important it is to get your vitamin D. So if you expose your whole body to the sun, you'll get a lot more vitamin D.
It's healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, they're being health conscious.
Yeah, in so many ways.
Yeah. I think people on Lopez should take note. Maybe follow their example. I'm sure it's a new idea around here.
Oh, yeah. Just like swimming in ponds naked.
Yeah, never heard of that. Well,
let's see what else we have going.
It's at the top of the hour, and you're listening to KLOI LP Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM. Well, maybe it's a little time for some music here. I think I'll play a couple gypsy songs here. Starting out with what's that called again? Throat singing.
Oh, the Tuvan Throat Singers.
Tuvan Throat Singers.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Okay, so this one is, I've played these before. It's from a group called Bugo Talk off a CD called Coverlar, and these are actual Tuvan Throat Singers. And they are singing American songs, covers of American songs, hence the name Coverlar. And this particular one I'm going to play is Uriah Heep's song called Gypsy.
I can't wait.
So enjoy.
Çaçı almak için Horozun garip olmasın Aldı kız, aldı kız Elinde bir gece çek Görsen gözü babasın Arazi Kıvıp kıvarın asla oldu
chachi arbachi enderi erge cheche katizi odiochi.
Okay, that was, what was that? That was the Tuvan throat singers, Bugotak. That's Bugotak, off their Coverlar CD. Real Tuvans singing gypsy songs. And we are the Dead Air Gypsies, and apparently I have this little chat going here, and one of my friends out there in the online world says, the date is all over the website. Are you too high? And I type back, where? Main page. But I don't see it.
Just tell us. Come
Maybe
on.
Maybe you were on page two. But I got the page, I type back. It's in a big box on the right in the first paragraph, and I still don't see it. I don't see it. My mind is naked. That's the problem.
Okay, just tell us the date. Come on, everyone celebrate.
I know. She won't tell me. Oh, it is the first Saturday in May.
May? Oh, it's so cold then.
I know. Darn it, we've missed it.
Dang.
Oh, well. Okay, well, as long as we're on the subject of naked, I have this other article here. I try to, like, look up the local sheriff things, and there was really nothing exciting in the San Juan Islands that have happened recently.
Or we don't report naked people here.
Well, no. Remember that one I read? I don't know. Maybe you weren't here. About the naked bicyclists on Lopez last summer.
No.
Yes, there was a whole bunch of them.
Oh, I missed it.
I know, me too. But it was in the police report.
And they called the police.
Someone called the police. Yep.
And Starfeather didn't even live here.
No. I know, bummer. So, but anyways, I didn't find anything particularly funny happening in the San Juan Sheriff's report. So I had to stretch out.
Yeah.
I had to stretch out to Redmond, where I found this little tidbit. And this was just happened just the other day, as a matter of fact. Naked teen punches man in parking lot. I really didn't intend for these to be naked, but it just sort of happened. A 5'11", 265-pound teenager stormed through a Jack-in-the-Box parking lot in broad daylight, naked, last Friday evening, and allegedly punched a man in the jaw while mumbling incoherently.
Now this is news.
This is big news.
News.
Doesn't sound like he was in his right mind. A Redmond police officer subdued the 16-year-old suspect with a taser and then arrested him. I don't like those tasers.
Oh, jeez.
Especially on a...
anybody.
Anyone, but then, like,
naked
skin.
Teenager.
No.
Oh.
So here's what the cop says. It's a little weird, especially him being naked. This one was so random. The King County Prosecutor's Office has yet to file any charges. According to the deputy, the teen suspect walked through the parking lot of the Jack in the Box around 7:30 p.m. and opened up the back door of a car pulling into a parking stall. The suspect then ripped a pair of sunglasses off the head of the driver's girlfriend, who was sitting in the passenger seat.
Rude.
Yeah, rude. I don't know. Maybe he had to get in the car because he had a thing about going through the drive-thru. I don't know. So anyways.
That is big news.
Yeah, that was big news. Moments later, a Redmond police officer showed up and tried to arrest the man, who was sweaty and difficult to contain.
Slippery.
Finally, after the suspect refused to cooperate, the officer was forced to use his taser to subdue the suspect.
That is so sick.
I know. The officer says drugs or alcohol may be a possibility in this case, but he did not want to speculate.
Forced to use his taser. Ugh. Yeah. That is disgusting.
I don't like tasers.
Oh, that's uncalled for. They shouldn't even have them.
No.
Just on a regular... a beat like that just to get a naked boy at the drive-in, that's all wrong. Yeah, all wrong. Please call
a lasso would have been better. Yeah. Call in if anyone wants to talk on air, because
certainly we need more talking.
Yes, it's 468-3656, and you can call in here and tell us your naked gardening and taser stories, or
is it regular fare now for cops to have a taser?
I don't think so. Like, maybe like in bigger cities.
That just seems a little bit out of line that he felt he needed to tase the guy.
Yeah, let's
see. Just because he was slippery with sweat and naked.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was, you know, in the officer's defense. Maybe he was alone and felt threatened. And, you know, he was big. They did say 5'11", 265 pounds.
If he was harming another person, it didn't go into detail, I guess.
No. But he was big. 5'11", 265 pounds. That's pretty darn big.
That is big.
It's kind of like a bear.
Mm-hmm.
ooh, look at the taser. I just Googled.
You Googled taser?
A taser is an electroshock weapon that uses electrical current to disrupt voluntary control of muscles.
Ugh.
Its manufacturer, Taser International, calls the effects neuromuscular incapacitation. That's quite a
yeah. And they hardly ever kill anyone.
Hardly ever.
Yeah. Aww.
Tasers do not rely only on pain compliance, except when used in drive stun mode, and are thus preferred by some law enforcement over non-taser stun guns. Oh, so there's other stun guns?
Hmm.
This is a world I do not know of.
Yeah, truly.
No. Yeah, so... bizarre. That's it on tasers.
Just hit them with some love.
That's right. I'd throw the old love bomb out there. Have to get those naked gardeners.
That's
out
right.
There to...
That's right. Naked policemen.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. I think that would be pretty good. So, you're listening to the Dead Air Gypsies, and we just talk until we
talk till we drop.
Yeah. But if you want to call in and tell us a little story or your gripe of the week, or something like that.
Gardening questions.
Yeah, how about
Let's
that?
Let's have gardening questions.
Gardening questions. Yes, you can call in and we will answer them at 468-3656. And while we're waiting for your call, we will put a nice little song on. Let's see which one. Pray for me, Mama, I'm a Gypsy.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Okay, and this is
especially if you're a naked gypsy.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta pray. And this is by Jason and the Scorchers. Jason happens to be a friend of... Oh! The phone call!
Oh.
Ooh.
KLOI, you're on the air.
Hey, hi.
Hey! Woo! Hi!
Oh, no, I have to turn my radio down.
Okay. I can hear you in my headphones, so I think we can hear you out on the air.
All right, all the way from California.
Okay, you have a gardening story. Go for it.
Yes. Okay, so I move into this place, and wait a sec. I'm listening to you on the radio, so I'm turning it down right now.
Can you hear yourself when you're listening to yourself?
I live in a new place, and I'm naked gardening with my partner, and the neighbors call up, or I see the neighbors, and they say, oh, you guys look so cute. You were out there in your little peach jumpsuits. Matching peach jumpsuits. They thought we had, like, peach unitards.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
That's hilarious.
No, we were naked, and they're like, oh.
Three cheers for the naked gardeners. Ho.
That's home. Name that website again, the one for the,
okay.
Where you saw the bicyclist?
Yeah, it's WNGD.org.
GD.
Yeah, W, okay. It stands
cool.
For World.
Okay, I'm loving your show.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Naked Gardener.
Yes.
We know you want to stay anonymous with that story, so we'll just call you NG1.
Okay.
NG1.
Apply sunscreen to the sensitive areas.
Okay.
That is a good
tip. That is a good tip. Thank you.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you, caller. Oh, that was a good one.
NG1. Anybody else can be NG2.
NG2. Calm. We're celebrating World Naked Gardening Day several weeks late. And you can call in. And I was just about to play a gypsy song by Jason and the Scorchers. Jason happens to be a college buddy of mine who made a big name for himself. The teenagers around here didn't believe it.
Have you ever seen him naked?
I don't believe so. But look him up, Jason and the Scorchers. Jason and the Nashville Scorchers, punk. Cowpunk. So this one is called Pray For Me, Mama, I'm a Gypsy.
All right.
Jason and the Scorchers.
Jesus gives to those who give themselves. That's what she said. Do you say that now? In my arms you took till I bled, but still I went down every road you led. So the gun we Gypsy now.
All right, Gypsy Man.
Jason and the Scorchers. That's a good one. I love that song. It's very sweet. So, we got about 10 more minutes, and this is the Dead Air Gypsies, and we're here every once in a while. Not too often. Don't want to make it a habit.
It's hard for gypsies to get out.
It is hard. I mean, we had big plans, but one gypsy put their wheel in the ditch and the other two fell asleep. But we're really psyched that our caller called us. So if anyone else, you got 10 minutes. You can call down here 468-3656 and give us your gypsy stories, your naked gardening stories. Wait a minute. I think I hear footsteps. Do you?
I don't know, but if you can top the peach jumpsuit story, we want to know.
Yeah,
that's
we want to know. We want to know. So I am going to move to a different sort of subject matter here, away from the naked stuff. And into a fishing story. Okay,
I can handle it.
I mean, it's kind of back to water, rubber duckies type thing, which we started off with. All right, so Florida fisherman hooks test missile in Gulf waters. A commercial fisherman unveiled a curious catch when he returned from an expedition through the Gulf of Mexico this week. A corroded missile that had been fired from an F-15 fighter jet. Fisherman Rodney Solomon hooked the missile about 50 miles off the panhandle town of Panama City and kept it on his boat, the Broad Venture, for 10 days.
I like the name of his boat.
I know. You should see the picture of him, too. He's totally this dreadlocked.
Broad Venture.
Yeah. He's a dreadlocked dude.
Sounds like a gypsy to me.
Yep. So he hooked this missile, and he kept it on his boat, the Broad Venture, for 10 days. Solomon hoped to keep it as a souvenir, but took precautions because he didn't know if it was live.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear these precautions. I had it secure, man. I keep it cool, he said, adding that he packed it with ice. So how do you think, how is it that you keep a missile? Is that some...
If it was a fisherman, it probably had a place to put the fish in
the
hull.
He packed it with ice.
Yeah. Now that guy was thinking.
He was thinking. He knew how to take care of that missile.
That's right.
Yeah. Local authorities first said the projectile was live and unstable, but they later said it carried no explosives.
And the fisherman was unstable.
Yeah. That's where it's at. Yeah. Still, McDill Air Force Base bomb squad inspected and dismantled the missile after Solomon returned to port on Monday evening in Madeira Beach near St. Petersburg. So they had to have the bomb squad to retrieve and dispose of this. Once we found out it was ours, our guidance was that it needed to be destroyed. Our guidance. What does that mean? Solomon told authorities he had seen other missiles in the same area and asked if he could keep his catch once it had been dismantled. Maybe he wanted to stuff it and hang it on the wall.
Right. Keep it on the boat.
The request was denied.
Of course.
So that's our little fishing story for the evening.
I really like the name of his boat.
I know, the Broad Venture. And that he kept it on ice.
Yeah, that's such a smart fisherman.
Such care.
Yeah, you don't want that sucker to get too hot and blow up on your boat.
And he says, I had it secure, man. I keep it cool. Oh, my. Okay. Well, we just got a little... a note from someone, you know, in my little secret chat I have going, that the turntable does in fact work, and they did hear the song. So I'm gonna bravely try one more, and hold on a sec.
For Texas.
Yeah, trying to wake those Texan gypsies up. And this is a album I got at the dump by a probably very little known singer called Maxie Maxwell.
Her picture is darling.
It is darling.
She has her little braids tied with those fat yarn things that were like in the late 60s, wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
And she has a flower power guitar strap.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks very earnest. You know, she's starting out on her music career. And the name of the album is called Interstate 40, and it has a nice little map of her progress across the state of Tennessee.
Now, I think Minnie Maxwell would have been a cute name instead of Maxie Maxwell.
I guess I should read something about her. She spent her early years on a Tennessee farm learning the gentle, mellow tones of Negro spirituals and the country-flavored Grand Old Opry. Later in California, her interest in country western music grew and grew.
I wonder what else grew.
I don't know. She has sung as a soloist in church, on the stage, and with various pop groups. The whole expression of country western music is a return to comfortable music, a warm hand-holding type of music, which includes everyone. The singers, listeners, hand clappers, and banjo pickers.
Oh, you're just on that heartwarming thing tonight.
I am. So we're going to hear a bit from Maxie Maxwell. And while she's playing, I guess I'll Google her.
Yeah, and see what she looks like now.
Yeah, see what she's done with her life. And I'm going to play the song Cattle Call.
Moo.
Yeah, so... We'll give it a spin. Cattle Call by Maxie Maxwell. Here goes.
Ooh.
Well, that was sweet. That was Maxie Maxwell, Cattle Call. And I looked her up, and I guess she was a one-hit wonder because there's nothing on her. She's not on the internet. She clearly doesn't exist.
All she got was Maxie Pads.
Yeah, that's all I found was Maxie Pads when I...
I knew she should have been Minnie Maxwell.
Yeah.
That's probably why she didn't make it.
I know.
Maxie Pad, they called her.
Yeah. So, oh well, but that was, you know, that was a sweet song.
Easy listening, very good.
Yep. So, you've been listening to the Dead Air Gypsies, and we've about run out of time and mind. Unless you really seriously want to give us a call, we would seriously take it at 468-3656. Otherwise, we are out of here. You know, we got to get home and...
Sleep.
Tend to our cattle.
Well, yeah, we got to get the horses in after we get the cart home. I mean, geez.
I know. We ought to go see about Scuzzy, too, and see if he's okay. So thanks for listening. We don't... Oh! Yes! Oh, saved. Oh, good. Okay, we got a call.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Thank you. This is Jezebel.
Hey, Jezebel.
I got quite a lot of stuff about Maxie Maxwell on Google.
You did? Oh, you did?
I did.
God, I'm a poor searcher. Okay, tell us.
Okay, well, they're on a site called The Red Room.
Mm-hmm.
Hot on Her Tail, Red Room. Let me read this to you.
Yes.
Francesca Maxie Maxwell is on the lam, and if she can resist the sexy but serious bounty hunter hot on her tail, her name will be cleared of all embezzlement charges.
What?
Innocent or not, as a fugitive, Maxie's fair game, and Austin staked a claim on her. His male pride and professional reputation hang in the balance, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's one.
That is from one of those good novels. Yes,
oh.
Yes.
Pedigree report of Maxie Maxwell, born in 1901. So this is the entire genealogy report of the Maxwell families.
Oh.
And he was the oldest of three children.
Jeez.
Seriously, you only found Maxie Pads, huh?
I did. Well, I even put quotes around her name and everything.
Oh, maybe that's why it was less.
Oh,
because
of the quotes.
There is a Nevada vanity license plate for Maxie Maxwell.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
I bet she lives in Nevada.
Listen,
I bet
there's also a Maxie Maxwell who's a light heavyweight boxing champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Male or female?
Well, listen, if I can't find the date on the World Naked Gardening page, apparently I can't find out about Maxie Maxwell.
Well, I saw a great shirt the other day when I was in Florida, down in the deep south,
mm-hmm.
and it said, "Fly fish naked, put some color in your cheeks."
That's good.
I have enough sense to garden naked, but I'm thinking seriously on that fly fish naked thing.
Yeah.
I know it's been done by someone here on the island before.
Yes.
Because it's in his book at the grocery store.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Yes, you are right about that. Yeah. So how was the Deep South?
It was deep.
D-
I encountered people that are just people, right?
Really?
Just nice, family-oriented, caring about the kids, loving their family and close relatives and stuff. But in the midst of all that, I had one homophobic encounter, one racist encounter, and one very, very sexist encounter.
God, kind of like the colors of the rainbow.
And Fox News was on the TV in the house the entire time. I turned it off during the kid's wedding.
Oh, good gal. Good gal.
Yeah. God. Well, I can't wait to hear all about that.
Set Florida straight.
I kept feeling like some Seattle character in some quirky sitcom. Crazy Cousin Janice from Seattle.
Yeah. God.
I think you were.
Yeah. I don't think you thought you were. You were. How bizarre. Well.
So, but we were very interested. We saw a lot of posters about poisonous snakes, but we didn't see any of those. We saw armadillos smashed along the road.
Oh, really?
No gators. And it turns out a good friend of ours has a bunch of old haunts right in the area where I was.
Haunts.
He knows the tire store and the White Sugar Sand Beach and the whole deal.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Home days.
It's a small world.
So that's the Jezebel Carhart report on the Deep South.
Gosh, I thank you so much because those flaky Austin gypsies, I mean, my God.
One of them is looking forward to hearing them today.
I know.
One of them is 6 months pregnant and tired. I don't know what's that's all about. and the other one has a full-time job and is tired. And you know, it's after midnight there and apparently they couldn't make it to the phone.
Sissies.
I know.
You gotta buck up if you're gonna have a baby.
I know. Believe me, I gave her a talking to. It's like, pull it together.
Are you a gypsy or not? Come on.
That's right.
Seriously. Well, good night, you gals.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Okay, yeah, thanks a lot.
We need all the help we can get.
Okay, bye. Okay, thank you, Jezebel Carhart. And you just reminded me of since those gypsies are asleep, they don't get to hear this. And this is... I'm going to play one more little thing. And it's the Onion News. And this is dedicated to those sleeping gypsies who aren't going to hear it anyways.
Okay.
Okay, so here
goes.
Here goes.
Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com. The Onion News Network, twice as many swears as other news broadcasts, guaranteed.
Okay, I have to do a do-over. Okay, here goes.
A coalition of hobos and raccoons collapses over a meaty bone. It's the Onion Radio News, this is Doyle Redland reporting. Members of the hobo community report that a once strong coalition between hobo and raccoon leaders fell apart today after a disagreement erupted over a single turkey bone. The recent acquisition of this premium bone, one with plenty of good meat still on it, has turned the former allies against each other. Hobo spokesman Vernon Beans McKenzie.
Well, you see, the raccoons refused to negotiate with us on a level playing field. That is unacceptable.
A representative of the raccoon delegation had this to say. This just in, the situation is deteriorating after the disappearance of the bone, which some believe may have fallen into a storm sewer. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Okay, so that was for those sleeping gypsies, and they would know exactly why I played that. And I'm not going to say why.
Well, the Lady in Blue really knows how to find the news. Man.
That's right. I'm digging deep. Digging deep. All right. So that's it for us. And I am going to play our closing song. We'll be back again.
Someday.
Maybe next week. Maybe we need to do this earlier so those deadbeat gypsies in Austin will actually show up. So thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And... sometime we'll be here again. The Dead Air Gypsies.
Remember Garden Naked.
Please.
All right. After such a long journey, there really is no place like home. Mid pleasures and palaces, though I may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
To all children all over the world, good night. God bless you.
Good night, Lady in Blue.
That's the end of the Dead Air Gypsies, so back to the random playlist.